Playoff action in the state 5A high school state run for the championship. Our Lowndes High Vikings to take on the Stevenson Jaguars. Stevenson, who had a tough fight here last Friday night, to lose to ML King 50-49. Our Vikings won the toss, elected to defer. We will kick off from the 40-yard line.
Wes, I do want to welcome any of our listeners that are coming to us via the GHSA as they've tapped into our feed for their information so that they can get it out across the state. The only 5A game on Saturday night right here at Halford Stadium, the Stevenson Jaguars against our Lowndes High Vikings. So welcome to those listeners as well.
And thank you, Bill Osborne. Nick Hart, the freshman kicker, tees it up on the 40-yard line. North-South Stadium, we will be kicking toward that south end zone. Jared Tucker, one of the wing backs for Stevenson, on the near side. Waiting on the referee's signal. There it is. And the playoff season is underway. Puts that foot into it. High end over end kick. Drives Stevenson all the way back to the 7-yard line. Comes up the middle of the field at the 10, the 15, the 20. Tries to come outside. We got a man on him. And he goes down at the 22-yard line.
That was, I'm trying to get a number for you. That's number 28. And that's Jordan Williams in on the tackle for the Vikings as the Jaguars will take over first down and 10 from the 22-yard line. And for all your play-by-play stats, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill. As we have told you, it's going to be extremely hard to give you numbers for Stevenson. We'll do our best.
We did see one number on there, number 28, Mike Davis.
Justin Holman, the quarterback, goes under center in the wing tee. Gives it to the fullback right up the middle. Turns 360 as he fights his way across the 25, across the 30, all the way out to the 32-yard line. That's going to be awfully close to a first down.
That is one of the things that Coach McPherson talked about, is we've got to wrap these guys up. We can't just hit them. We've got to be able to stop them. And these guys continue to run even after their initial contact.
And that is a first down. Ball on the near hash mark. We are on the Stevenson side, so Stevenson going from right to left on your radio dial. First and 10. They bring a receiver to the near side. Go back to the wing tee. Tied in to the far side. We're in a five-man front again to the fullback right up the middle. Stacy Wright runs into him and stuffs him at the 36-yard line. He'll pick up 3 yards. It'll be second and 3 from there.
So far, the first two carries have been to number 20, T.J. Moon. Marty talked about that at the top of the show, about this guy could be an impact tonight if they don't give the ball to Mike Davis that often.
Supposedly number 28's thigh has been hurting him all week, but we see no evidence of it. 10:56 to go here, first quarter, no score. First possession by either team in the Stevenson. Stevenson again wide out to the near side. Two scat backs in the backfield. They give it to 28. No, drops back, looks, throws downfield. Ball up in the air. And off the shoulder pad of a Stevenson receiver down around the 25-yard line.
We had in coverage, that's
Devontae Watts, I believe.
Devontae Watts, yeah, I'm sorry, 20 in on coverage, and he stopped. He pulled up a minute, but the ball was continued to be thrown over him, and the receiver kept going to just hit him in the shoulder pad.
Third and 7 from the 36-yard line. Now they send trip receivers to the far side, single receiver near the near side, keeps one back, a scat back there with him, takes a snap. Gets it to the scat back. We hit him behind the line of scrimmage. Now, pressed by one man, two. Down the sidelines he goes. He's into Viking territory. And we don't pull him down until he gets down to our 38-yard line.
He had a great breakaway, but I tell you what, I did see when he got into the open, it looked like there may be a real leg problem. He didn't just bolt away like we've seen in some of the video.
That's Mike Davis, the all-world running back, headed to the University of Florida. If you tuned in for the pregame, you heard Bill and Taylor and Marty talking about him. First and 10, Stevenson at our 38-yard line. 10:26 to go here, first quarter, no score. Ball has stayed on the near hash mark. Stevenson brings a receiver near side. They go to the straight wing tee. We're in a five-man front. They put a man in motion on the counter play. Returns, tries to get back, gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage from behind. And in on the tackle, looks like number 88.
Yeah, Sam Washington in on the tackle. We see that counter play week in and week out in practice. Very well defended by the Vikings.
Give him maybe half a yard on the play. Say condolences to the Valdosta State Blazers. A minute and 46 seconds away from being 9-1. Loss a heartbreaker to North Alabama today. Dick, I sure am sorry, buddy. Receiver comes near side. Takes a snap. Throws out in the flats. Catch made. We hit him after a two-yard gain.
It was Devontae Watts that tied him up and held him, and then Josh Clemens came over and pushed him the rest of the way out of bounds for a very, very short gain for the Stevenson Jaguars.
Be third and eight for Stevenson. Last time they sent trips to the far side and gave it to Davis in motion over the left side. 9-10 to go here, first quarter.
No score so far, 0-0.
And they do the same thing.
Well, they send trips wide.
Yep. That's the light. They send three near side, single receiver this side. And they give it again to Davis up the middle. He gets hit by Stacy Wright as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and he'll get a yard up to the 35. There's a flag down on the far side. Let's see what we got here, Bill.
Guys, I think we might have a legal motion. I'm not sure. I think I saw him giving the signal as he ran in, so we'll see what he does here.
If it's not dead ball, we can decline it.
And it'll be fourth and about seven.
This team this far down, make elect to go for it.
Yeah, we're giving the decline signal, so it's on them evidently.
And let's see what Coach Cantrell will do here. Legal procedure. Decline. It's fourth and eight from our 36-yard line. They've got to get down to the 28. 8:41 to go, first quarter, no score, and they're sending the punt team out. They're going to try to pin us back on our goal line. Taquan Lane drops back, and Jordan Williams comes in. They're standing about the 10. Punter for Stevenson standing just at the 50. We're in a five-man front. There's a snap. And
there's a flag.
And I think it's going to be a delay of game.
From that back judge.
Yes, you're absolutely right. They came from the back judge back here. Both of them threw it. Saying it's going to be five more yards, and they'll have to punt.
No, they're saying it's against us.
Legal substitution, I think, guys. That's what it appears now. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun a little bit there.
Or was it legal participation?
Nope. We've got 12 on the field. Now, that's the mark of a good crew right there. You kill it before the play goes off, because if the ball snapped, it's a 15-yard penalty. Otherwise, it's a five. So now it's going to make it fourth and four, and Stevenson changes their mind. They're going for it at the 31-yard line. There's a handful of plays in a ball game that dictate what happens. This could be one of them right here.
Yeah,
8:18 to go, first quarter.
We go back to our traditional defense. Quarterback comes in now, and he's got a play. And they're going to have, looks like, they're going to complain about the band already here in the first quarter.
And with that, they walk down to tell them to be quiet.
And the fans come to their feet.
They've got to get across our 28. It is fourth and four. Let's see what Holman does here. A ball on the near hash mark. Jaguars going from right to left on your radio dial. Power eye. They stack him. There's a snap to the tailback. He will not get the first down as he gets to the 30. We stuff him after a two-yard gain. Great play. Great stand by our defense.
And that was just guts right there. We put 11 in the box. We knew they were going to run it, and that's exactly what they did. And as they came through the line, only able to pick up about 2 yards, maybe about a yard and a half is all. And that'll be a turnover on downs. It'll be first and 10 for the Vikings.
Guys, that stalled a 3-minute, 48-yard, 7-play. Four more runs, two passes, two first-down drives. Your Vikings take over first and 10 from the 30-yard line.
And here comes Lance Gerald. He brings Edwards and Williams to the near side. Two receivers far side. Empty backfield. Brings a man in motion. Takes a snap. keeps it. Quarterback keeper over the left side. He's across the 30, up to the 35-yard line. It'll be second and five from there.
Good five-yard gain by the quarterback, Lance Gerald.
And good blocking by our offensive line over the left side. 7:35 to go here, first quarter, our first possession of the ball game. Clemens checks in. Vikings, white jerseys, those crimson pants. Two receivers near side, two far side again. Wing back up on the right side. We bring a man in motion, and we give it to him. That's more as he gets across the right side. He picks up 1 yard. It'll be third and four from the 36-yard line.
Mike, again, one of those things, Mike comes around the end, and he's trying to find that hole, and he's not really just popping it. He's trying to find it. He's looking outside. Against a team like the Jaguars, with this kind of defensive speed, you can't afford to look. You've got to go right up the gut.
Third and four, 6:45 to go. Gerald in the gun. Running back right behind him to his left. Four-man front. They blitz the linebacker up the middle. He gives it to Moore up the middle. Moore has the first down, and Moore, as he gets into Stevenson territory, down to the 49-yard, to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, that a great run. He just popped it over the left side, just like we talked about on the last play. That's one of those situations you can't afford to stop and look. You got to go. You got to trust that your offensive line is going to give you that hole, and they did over the left side as they get it into Jaguar territory.
Great play. I mean, that's a great handoff by Gerald, because I thought he'd kept the ball and was rolling right. They're in a four-man front. Linebackers up on the line of scrimmage. Again, DeMore around the left side. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. This time, he'll get there and no more. It'll be second and 10 from, give him half a yard down to the 45.
That last first down run for the Vikings by Mike Moore was right over that same side. It was a very similar play. Looked a little differently from the scheme, but it was going into the same direction. This time, Stevenson ready for him.
5:45 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings ball on the far hash mark on the Vikings side of the field. Two receivers near side, one far side. Scat back in the backfield with Gerald, and he gives it. Nope, DeMore. He keeps the ball, goes up the middle, and gets back to the 45-yard line. It's going to be third and a long, long nine there, Bill. Probably a passing situation here now for our Vikings.
Well, you'd think that, but both of these teams, you would be in a third and long situation. But what's going to happen more than often is they're going to run the ball. 5:14 left here in the first quarter. No score, first possession by the Vikings.
We are at Hallford Stadium here in Clarkston, Georgia, where Stevenson and ML King and Southwest Cab play their home football games. Clemens and Williams comes near side. Brandon Roberts to the far side. They're in a four-man front. Gerald drops back, looks. Little screen play. Out to Moore. He gets hit from behind. They bring him down at the 41-yard line. So it's going to be fourth and about five. And we're going to punt the football.
Guys, Raphael Kirby on that play just read that screen perfectly. He came over and made a play there on Tyquan. And just the linebacker for them just made a great play.
Yeah, Tyquan Lang on a great catch. But get tackled, and it's going to bring up fourth and five now for the Vikings.
And we're putting from our 46-yard line. Stevenson receiver back about the 15. Nice high end over kick. Signals fair catch. Hits. Bounces. And do we get it before it gets in the end zone?
No, we made it into the end zone. The kicker, the punter there, was number 95, Sean Smith, taking over the punting duties for the Vikings. Almost got it to stop right down there at the 1 yard line, but it rolls into the end zone, and Jaguars take over first and 10 from the 20.
4:02 to go here, first quarter, no score. That's the first possession by either team.
Pretty good offensive set for the Vikings. They were able to get one first down in that drive, but they turn the ball over now on the punt, and it's the second possession for the Jaguars.
Hallman goes under center, waiting on the snap, gets the ball, gives it to Davis over the right side by one man, two. Oh, those big legs still churning as he gets out to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, big run. We had hit him about the 22 or 23-yard line, but he just dropped his head and kept driving.
5'10", 200-pound senior. The leading rusher in the state. We've got our hands full here for the Jaguars tonight. It'll be second and five. Hallman, the junior quarterback, comes to the sideline, gets the play, heads back to the huddle with it now. Of course, we're in our base defense, a 5-2. Jackson and Clemens at the linebackers, tied in to our side of the field. Again, they give it to Davis. He's got a hole, gets hit at the 35.
25.
The 25, no gain, and I think it was Trey Jackson that just stuck his shoulder in there. 3:09 to go here, first quarter, no score.
Yeah, 3:05, still no score, and it brings up a third down and five for the Jaguars. The Vikings have done a great job putting Stevenson in these third and five-plus situations.
See what we can do here now. Again, Hallman brings the play in for the Jaguars. Ball on the near hash mark. They send two receivers far side, two receivers near side. He keeps that big old bruising running back in the backfield with him, standing at the 20 in the gun, waiting on the snap. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flat. Catch off the fingertips of a receiver that would have been good enough for a first down had he been able to hold on to it. As it is, Stevenson will have to punt. We send Williams and Tyquan Lane back deep.
Yeah, and quite obvious, this is not a passing team. They've had two open receivers in two opportunities, and the quarterback not able to hit them.
Our punter standing back about the 11-yard line. We're standing at our 40. We're showing a four-man front. There's a snap. Kick.
Short.
Hit at the 50, bounces across the 45, and across the 40 stays inbound, and we're rolled dead about the 38-yard line. 2:18 to go first quarter. Our Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 38.
Yeah, not a big punt, but he was able to get a nice little roll. It stayed right on the edge by the sideline. Did not go out of bounds, and the Vikings will take over first down and 10 from their own 38-yard line.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial.
We got you doing double duty, don't we, Taylor?
Taylor is working.
A one-arm paper hanger.
Gerald in the gun. Running back to his left. Two receivers far side. Bring a man and one of them in motion towards us. And we give it to Moore around the left side. Cuts back inside. And still on his feet, he'll pick up about 6 yards. Bill, I think they're going to give him 5 yards out to about the 43-yard line.
Yeah, Mike just he dropped his head and tried to run over that defense that was out there. This is a team you're just not going to run over. Mike hit him and bounced back about 2 yards.
Tyler Van Der Zanden checks in. D. Daniels checks out. A minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. Two receivers near side, tied in to the press box side of the field. Again, Gerald in the shotgun. Gives it to Moore over the right side. He's got the first down as he gets out near the 50-yard line. They'll mark him down just shy of it at the 49, but enough for a first down for our Vikings.
Yeah, great job by that offensive line that time on the right side. Just giving Mike enough of a hole to get over there and get that first down.
Stevenson in a four-man front. Two linebackers. They like to walk their corners up on the lines. Wide, that is. And their safeties, they pull them up tight a little bit. Usually within 6 yards of the football. Now they drop one safety back deep. We split our receivers. Again, two near side, one far side. Brings Bergman in motion. Gerald throws out to Bergman, makes the catch. He's across the 50 into Jaguar territory at their 49. He'll pick up 2 yards. A little swing pass out of the backfield as Bergman went in motion towards our side of the field.
Yeah, that's kind of a hard pass sometimes to throw. You don't see that a lot from a high school team because in order to really make that play work, you got to throw it just out in front of the running back as he's running, but then you also lay it out there for a possible interception. Gerald did a great job. Put it right on his shoulder, but he didn't lead him enough to give him enough room.
Second and eight as we're at the 108 mark. Two receivers near side. Now he puts again Bergman in motion toward our side of the field. And we give it to Lang right up the middle.
He's still up.
And he gets across the 45, down just across the 45. Bill, where it's going to be third and a very long 4 yards for our Vikings.
Yeah, that time he just kind of squeezed through there. Tyquan Lang, not very big, just kind of squeezed through that offensive line, through the defensive line, and picked up some hard yards.
45 seconds to go here, first quarter, no score. Second possession for our Vikings. Two receivers near side. He's got Moore in the back. I think that's Moore in the backfield to his right. Carroll in the gun. Takes a snap. Again, gives it to Mike Moore. He's got the first down across the 40. The 35 still on his feet, and they pull him down at the 31-yard line.
That was a great run by Mike Moore. We talked about Mike Moore being the guy that was going to make a difference, but a great run.
He walks through that offensive line behind those big offensive linemen and then had one man to beat, and he wrapped him up. Good shoestring tackle out there in the flats. First and 10 from the Stevenson 31-yard line. 19 seconds to go. We'll get one play off before the quarter ends. The Sons of Thunder to the line of scrimmage. Tight end to our side. Again, to Moore up there by one man, two. He's across the 25, the 20, and they'll pull him down around the 17-yard line. That'll be the end of the first quarter. And no score, nothing to nothing. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. First and 10 from the 18-yard line. Gerald in the shotgun. Gives it to number two, Tyquan Lang, over the right side. Picks up 3 yards all the way down close to the 15-yard line. We have changed ends of the field. We're now going from right to left on your radio dial. Ball on the far side. They're headed toward that north end zone. It will be second and, say, 7 from the 15-yard line. Two receivers far side. Gerald still in the gun. Mike Moore to his left. Tight end to the Viking side of the field. They're in a four-man front. Again, to Moore over the right side behind that big blocking. He'll get a couple of yards as he crosses the 15 down to the 13-yard line. It's going to be third and a short 5 or a long 4, either way you want to look at it from there. I'm Wes James along with Bill Wild Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Marty, what's it like down there?
Earlier about the excitement level and how they were very businesslike in the first in the pregame, but they are extremely excited down here. After that first stop on defense, we've really upped the intensity.
We send Josh Clemens along with Nick Bergman to the far side. Gerald in the shotgun. They're in a four-man front. Corner up on the line of scrimmage. Throws out to Clemens. Clemens by note. I know that's not Clemens. And we get hit at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be 3rd and 5. And we go to 4th down. And I think we're going to attempt a field goal and see where we're going to set it down at. We're going to set it down on the 20. It will be a 30-yard field goal attempt by the freshman, Nick Hart. Boy, what kind of pressure is this?
He's hitting them from here all pregame, guys, with plenty of legs. So he's got the ability.
Left-footed kicker.
Snaps down, kicks up. Oh, and it got tipped at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, the hold was not there, and that's really what messed it up. Is that what you saw, Marty?
Guys, we fumbled the snap there. The holder actually fumbled the snap and tried to get the ball back. It messed up his timing. That didn't allow for a good exchange there and a good kick, but it looked like the snap was good. We just fumbled it. Bad play there for the Vikings.
And Stevenson will take over 1st and 10 from their 20-yard line. And Hallman brings Jaguars out on the field. 9:52 to go here in the first half. He goes under center. Heavy right. They give it to the big back. Up the middle, he bounces off one man, too. We had him at the line of scrimmage. And he just kept bouncing and bouncing, and finally he'll get a yard. It'll be 2nd and 9. But I tell you what, he had to run and fight a long way. 9:38 to go. I just did that before I said that. Taylor Biller reminds us to give the time and the score and the quarter. It is 9:23 to go here in the first half. No score. Hallman brings a play in from the sidelines. It'll be 2nd and 9. Heavy right. We're in a five-man front. And there's a play. We hit him behind the line of scrimmage by one man, two, still on his feet, jumps over a man. There's a flag down on the play. We're going to have hold. Bill says we're going to have holding back at the 22.
From that location, I really do think that's what it is. Go ahead, Marty. What do you think the call, Marty?
Couldn't hardly hear you there, but looks like it is going to be a holding against them. They're going to back it up here. Our coaches were arguing that time. It looks like they're giving them a lot of time. They're really eating up the clock in between plays. Let's keep an eye on that, too.
Okay, great. Thanks, Marty.
It'll be what would have been a third and five. We'll now back it up from the 23. They'll mark it back to the 13.
Yeah, this game is moving rather quickly. 8:54 left here in the second quarter. The first quarter seemed to have gone by very fast. I mean, it's 7:58, almost 8 o'clock. So 30 minutes of actual time, and we've run off almost halfway through the second quarter.
And it's second and 17. Again, they go heavy, heavy right, and we go heavy left. They bring a man in motion. They give it to him around the left side behind those big back by one man, two still on his feet. We knock him down as he crosses the 20, and he gets up to the 21, 22-yard line just across the original line of scrimmage, and it's going to be third, and see what they set him down at. It's going to be third and seven from the 23-yard line.
Yeah, that offensive set, we see it all the time with our Vikings in the wing tee, that heavy right. And that is a center, guard, tackle, tackle, tight end. And you stack that side, and then you get those backs in there behind it. And it's just hard in numbers to be able to make the blocks and get in there and get the tackles. And with a big back like that, makes it even harder.
They split their receivers, send twins left, twins right. Holman keeps that old big old running back in the backfield with him. We stay in that five-man front. There's a snap. He rolls right, looking. We start to chase him. He pulls it down, fakes, throws the ball out in the flats. We hit him. The guy, they have... It's going to be awfully close to the first down, Bill.
He's about a yard short, it looks like.
Just marking just on the inside of the 30.
That'll bring up fourth and very short for them.
At the 30-yard line, they're going to measure it.
You saw the coaches probably screaming. I think they thought he might have been over the line when he threw the ball. Marty, you're down there. I mean, it looked like he was behind the line of scrimmage when he threw the ball.
Guys, I do believe he was behind, and I'm not real sure why they're measuring this here, because after a field goal in high school, they get the ball on the 20, and this is obviously shy of the 20, about 3 or 4, say about 6 inches. So
six
not real
inches.
Sure why they were doing that, but I guess maybe just to see where it's at to move it over onto the hash mark.
And while they do that, I want to say hello to my granddaughters who are listening, Carly D. and Kinsley. And Bill, Carly D. got countrified last night. 7 years old, had her first oyster. She said, "Popo, it was yum yum good. I want some more." So hello, girls listening on the radio back in Valdosta, Georgia, Lowndes County tonight. It's going to be fourth and short, and Bill, Coach Cantrell is rolling the dice.
Yeah, I mean, it's deep in his end of the field, but if you've got a back like Mike Davis, you've got to be able to rely on that offensive line to get you this first down.
Let's not jump, fellas, and give them that first down. They go to a straight wing tee, double tight end. Pro eye set. And we jump in the neutral zone. There it was.
I don't know.
Yep.
I saw one player jump, but I don't think he was in the neutral zone.
Yeah, it.
There's some discussion.
Not long.
Guys, they calling it on us here, but the fullback also came up right there. I don't know if y'all saw that, but he definitely made a lunge. But they called it on us that it will be a first down for Stevenson.
All the way out to the 35-yard line. 7:16 to go in a half. No score. Ball on the far hash mark. Stevenson going from right to left on your radio dial. Again, they go heavy right toward the press box. Now we walk a safety up. They bring a man in motion. Give it to him. And we got him in the backfield. Stop and get him again. And that's the way you play it. The safety came up, Bill, when the ball was snapped, the safety immediately went in motion, said, "I'm going to hold you out here and make you run around so somebody can get to you."
Wes, that's what I was talking about before the game right there. That was a coaching move to bring the safety up, get him in the box. He actually disrupted the play in the backfield, just like you said. Great call there by the coaches, and a good play there by Eric Hart and the Viking defense.
Second and 15.
A great stop in the backfield, a four-yard loss by the linebacker, number 88, Sam Washington, our defensive end.
Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. He's in the gun with a back there. Gets it to Davis. We hit him again in the backfield. and he'll lose yardage from the 31 back to about the 28. Boy, what a push our defensive line got. 6:12 to go here in the first half. No score.
Yeah, we've been able to control Mike Davis so far when he's trying to run in between the tackles, and that's his bread and butter. So a great defensive stand so far by our Vikings.
Keep an eye on number 28, Mike Davis. He did limp off the field just then.
All right, Wes.
Again, trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Alford in the gun. Wing back just to his right. He drops back. Pump fake. Way downfield he looks. Turns around. And well, they wanted pass interference. Devontae Watts had his hand on the receiver's shoulder, but not enough to interfere with him.
Okay. The whole press box up here, we're all just oohing and aahing because, boy, that was so close to being a pass interference. That'll force them into a punt formation. It'll be Williams and Tyquan Lang back deep for the Vikings.
We're standing at our own 40. He's standing just inside his 15. We go, try to block it. He kicks it. And, oh, Williams fields it and gets hit immediately at the 45.
Yeah, but Williams, I love the way when he took that hit, he rolled right back up, popped to his feet like, so what, you got a lick on me, but I'm not down. Vikings will put out the offense now from their own side of the field, but great field position at the 45-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Vikings at their own 45-yard lines with 5:28 left here in the second quarter. No score, Vikings and Jaguars.
Lance Gerald says something to the referee.
He wants their band to stop. And that's what it is. Looks like he's calling for their band to stop. Sideline warning to the band. And we're right here above the band. They're down to our right. They have silenced.
I mean, just as soon as they walk back, they knew what to do. We keep playing until they make us stop.
Yeah.
They just went ahead and stopped.
It's eerily quiet now, isn't it?
It is. Gerald, under center for the first time tonight. Takes a snap. Gives it to Moore around the right side. Trying to get outside, and he'll lose yardage. From the 45 back to about the 42-yard line as he tried to string it out, and Stevenson just swept him on the side, to the far side.
Yeah, about a 3-yard loss on that play. Unfortunately, you cannot string this particular defense out. They've got too much speed sideline to sideline. You've got to be able to pop it up the middle the way we've been going.
It'll be second and 13, the ball back in our 42-yard line. We bring Williams all the way to the near side of the field. We go back under center in the wing tee. And when we do that, they go to a 7-man front. And we give it to
Jordan Williams.
Jordan Williams. It wasn't Jordan Williams as a wide out. He was a running back. And he gets across right at the 50. So that's going to make it second and four.
Should be third.
Third and four. Thank you, Bill.
He picked up the 3 yards we lost plus five more.
With 4:29 to go here in the first half. Clemens comes near side. Two receivers far side. We go back to the gun. Empty backfield. Wing back just behind our left tackle. Gerald takes a snap. Drops back. Looks, throws out. Oh! Off the fingertips of Clemens. Would not have been enough for a first down.
Yeah, that play right there, that's one of those that Clemens did not step out far enough. That's that little comeback screen. He kind of stuck his feet in the ground right there and didn't move back out. Lance threw it to the spot. Josh Clemens was too far back. I mean, that was a timing play that they've done very well so far, but unfortunately not able to convert this time.
4:06 to go here in the first half. No score. We're going to punt. Stevenson with their return man back at the 14-yard line. There's a snap. Nice kick. Hits at the 20. Bounces across the 15, the 10, the 5. We're going to let it roll all the way down to the half-yard line.
Boy, folks, that is a scary, scary play. When you're down that close, your foot on the end zone, and you could possibly be called for a touchback. they let it go as far as they could go without being called for that. I was looking, 3:53 left to here in the second half. Marty, great punt by somebody we've not really seen out there on the field a lot, number 95, Sean Smith.
Yeah, guys, you're absolutely right. That was a great punt there, kicking it away from their dangerous return man. And then, of course, got a great roll and a good job by the kicking coverage team there to stop it there inside the one. It's going to be interesting to see what they do here.
Ball is on the near hash mark, the press box side of the field. We are at Hallford Stadium here in Clarkston, Georgia. Holman goes under center. Tied into our side, and what do we got?
Got to be a timeout.
Well, let's wait and see.
It is.
Waiting for the official to signal. All righty, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Holford Stadium, 3:53 to go first half. West James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Marty, what you got?
As and our coaches about the time in between plays.
Marty, remember, you're going to have to stand still when you're talking.
All right, guys. I'm sorry. What I was saying is that coaches were again complaining about the time between plays there, and that's why Stevenson had to burn a timeout. But it's going to be interesting to see what we can do here, see if we can kind of get them in the backfield right here.
All righty. They go into a power I formation right now where they stack three running backs, one behind the other. Hallman goes under center. Now they switch to the pro I, slide one of them, and he drops back in the end zone looking, throws the ball way downfield. And over the head.
It does hit him in the hands. That's number 19, DeMarcus Sweat. They do hit the ball. It comes right over the top, hits him in the hand. But, again, not able to make the catch. And so it will bring up second down now, again, from the one-half-yard line. 3:47 left in the first half. No score.
Bill, they did gamble there and tried a long pass, but they also paid for it. The quarterback took a good shot there by Stacy Wright right as he threw it. A little slow to get up, but Good pressure there by Stacy Wright.
One thing about it, he threw it 55 yards downfield. Again, that power eye. Slide the running back to the left. We switch. They give it to the tailback. We hit him just as he crosses the goal line. He'll get...
Oh, they're going to mark him out all the way out to the two.
About the one and a half. 3:36 to go first half. This will be third and about nine. Stevenson not wanting to make a mistake that deep in their territory. I wonder how tiring it is for the quarterback. He comes to the sidelines for every play and has to run back, no matter where, how far away it is.
And that takes a long time, and I know that's one of the things, as Marty was pointing out, that our coaches are complaining about.
Hallman goes under center. The pro eye set. We're in a six-man front. Toss it to the tailback.
Quick
kick. Nobody there. It hits at the 30. Rolls across the 35, the 40.
Great
play. 45 all the way out to the 48-yard line. And that's where we'll take over. First and 10 with 2:44 to go here in the half.
Yeah, so that's on the Jaguars' 48-yard. Great heads-up play by Stevenson to do the quick kick. That got them out of that hole and kind of flipped the field a little bit for them. And the Vikings, though, do have great field position on the Jaguar side of the field at the 48-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 with 2:43 left here in the first half. Still no score, Vikings and Jaguars.
We send two receivers far side. Lance Gerald in the shotgun. Tied in to the Viking side of the field. They're in a four-man front. Takes a snap. He gives it to Moore. Moore of the right side. Gets pulled down from behind as he crosses the 45 and fights his way down to the 41-yard line. It'll be second and three from there. 2:30 to go here in the half. Ball on the far hash mark. D. Daniels checks out. Van der Zanden checks in.
Van der Zanden has been a great offensive threat every once in a while in some games and just sneaks out underneath and a great pass receiver.
Tyquan Lane has the up back. Moore at a wide receiver our side. Now goes in motion. And Lance Gerald keeps it. And, oh, as he gets to the 40-yard line, gets pulled back. He had a little bit of real estate in front of him, enough for the first down had he not been pulled down behind. It'll be third and a yard from the 39-yard line. A minute 55 to go here in the first half. No score here at Alford Stadium in Clarkston, Georgia.
Third and a every bit of 1 yard here.
Two receivers far side. And we give it to Mike Moore up the middle. He's across the 30, down to the 25, the 20, and they won't pull him down until he gets to the 15-yard line. And they'll stop the clock long enough to set the chains, a minute 30 to go. We'll have it first and 10 at the 16. All we needed was a yard and Mike Moore behind that big offensive line.
We do have three timeouts remaining on the board, so we got plenty of time here with 1:31 left in the half.
Vikings won the toss. We'll get the ball to start the second half. We swap Jared Davis over to the right side. Again, Gerald in the gun. Four-man front. Again to Mike Moore up the middle behind Jared Davis as he fights his way across the 15, down around the 11-yard line, and we'll ask for time. But that will take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back on the Lounge High Football Radio Network, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers. We are second and a long five. A minute 16 to go here in the first half. We're all the way down to the Stevenson 11-yard line. We have two timeouts remaining. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Mike Moore has been the workhorse for our Vikings here tonight. Coach Cantrell out talking to both the referee and the line judge. Umpire standing over the ball waiting for the referee to come back up, signal ready to play. They go to a six-man front. In the gun is Gerald. Again, to Mike Moore, right up the middle by one man, two. Fights his way down to the five-yard line. Should be first and goal from there as they stop the clock to reset the chains. Now they stop it.
Yeah, the clock is stopped at 107. And Vikings still have two timeouts. So I apologize. Two timeouts still left.
First and goal from the five.
They wind the clock.
Eight guys up within 8 yards of that ball. Take the snap. Again, to Moore up the middle. He trips and stumbles back to the five-yard line. Will we call timeout here?
Nope. They're going to let the clock continue to run here.
It'll be second and goal from the five. They have moved the ball toward the middle of the field. 42 seconds to go here.
They take an official timeout. There's an official timeout. White Hat has called that. I'm not sure what it...
They had one of their linebackers was having some problems with his hat, and they got it back on. Okay. Signal ready for play, and the clock winds, and here goes Lance Gerald. Standing at the 10 in the gun, takes a snap. Gives it to Moore over the right side. Touchdown, Vikings!
I see you, Mike Moore.
That's what we've been waiting on, a 5-yard touchdown run with 33 seconds to go here in the first half, and our Vikings have drawn first blood.
Nothing real fancy on that run. I mean, we've just been driving it, pounding it right over that right side, right over, as we talked about, Jared Davis and that side of the field. I'm sorry, apologize, Jared Davis on the left side, but just continue to pound it over that offensive line.
Nick Hart on to attempt the extra point. Jason Crum to snap, and Garrett Fuller to hold. Ball's down. Kicks up, and it's good. And with 33 seconds to go in the first half, Vikings lead it 7-0. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Holliford Stadium, Vikings lead it 7-0. 33 seconds to go in the first half. Nick Hart's kick up, taken at the 17, up to the 20, the 25, and Tyquan Lane knocks him down at the 23-yard line.
Guys, that last drive for the Vikings, 2 minutes, 15 seconds off the clock. They went 48 total yards. Seven plays, all seven were run. They had two first downs. Vikings lead 7-0. 29 seconds to go in the first half. The Stevenson Jaguars will take over on the 23-yard line.
Want to remind everybody that this is a production of GHSA, the Georgia High School Association. They want to thank their corporate sponsors, Positively Impacts, all of the state athletic championships. They'd like to have us read this statement each and every time that we do a state championship game. After this play, we'll get that in for you.
Justin Hallman in the gun. Three receivers far side. Takes the snap. Gives it to Davis. Bounces off one man, two. He's across the 25 to 30. Stays on his feet. Down the sideline he goes. And we won't pull him down until he gets out to the 42.5-yard line.
That's the kind of danger that he brings to you, is the way he breaks away once he gets past that first tackle. The Georgia High School Association would like to thank its corporate partners for their support of high school athletics. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance, Verizon Wireless, Georgia Electric Membership Corporations, Gatorade, Wilson, U.S. Marine Corps, Mizuno, Sports Medicine South, Regions Bank, Georgia Army National Guard, and Sports Authority.
21 seconds to go here in the half. Vikings lead at 7-0 on a 5-yard touchdown run by Mike Moore. Stevenson's ball trips to the far side. Single receiver near his side. Keeps one scat back in the backfield with him. Hallman drops back. Looks, throws downfield. Across the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands of Tyquan Lane. A diving catch. A diving try for an interception.
I thought Tyquan had it the way he dove down there. I didn't see the ball squirt out until the last minute.
It'll be 16 seconds, and it'll be 2nd and 10 out at the 42-yard line.
I want to thank all of our followers on Twitter. Remember, you can follow us at The Viking Voice. We'll give you updates throughout each and every ball game. That's at The Viking Voice.
And the official had stopped the clock for a second. Of course, it stops on the incomplete pass. Nice signals ready for play. Jaguars again, trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Holman in the shotgun. Gives it to Davis around the left side, looking for a hole behind one man, two still on his feet. He's got the first down as he gets into Viking territory, down to the 46-yard line, and 9 seconds to go here, and that'll stop the clock. And timeout. Stevenson. Wilt back at James R. Holliford Stadium in Clarkston, Georgia. 7-0, the Vikings lead. 9 seconds to go here in the first half. Marty Rogers will have Coach Mack as they head toward the locker room at the end of the half. Ball on the far hash mark. It'll be 1st and 10 at our 46-and-a-half-yard line. Holman and the shotgun. Two receivers near side. Twins far side. Again, he drops back, looking downfield. Pump fakes, looks, throws way downfield. Got a man up and over the middle. And in and out of his hands. And that's the end of the first half.
But wait till the official raises the ball. And it is an incomplete pass. Both teams are heading towards the locker room.
There was a lot of contact and didn't know what might happen. Let's go downstairs to Marty.
Coach Mack, it was a tough first half. Everything you expected?
Yeah, well, it sure was. What a heck of a game going on here, man. We just got to keep plugging. Get the ball this half. We need to go down there and get some points.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
All righty, we'll take a 5-minute break. Vikings lead it 7-0. We're at halftime here in the first round of the state high school football playoffs up here in Clarkston, Georgia, as our Vikings lead Stevenson Jaguars 7-0. We'll be back after this 5-minute break.